Okay, I guess we're starting. Okay, so I'm actually playing Forza right now on the Xbox, but I kind of wanted to start doing these little voice diary things, just to kind of talk about my thoughts, what's on my mind. So I'm going to be doing them like randomly, like when I'm bored, when I'm driving to work, when I'm driving back from work, or just whenever I feel like it. Because I just have a lot of, like, thoughts, and I want to kind of get them out and share them with you guys. So yeah, I'm going to go ahead and start talking about something that has kind of been on my mind lately. So, especially now since I work, and I have a job, and I actually have two jobs. I work fast food, and I also have a desk job, like a agent, secretary type thing, I guess. I don't know. But I'm like poor, right? So I guess, like, even with two jobs, which sucks, and my boyfriend has a job too, but like, so I'm always thinking about money, and I'm like, I'm very fascinated recently with people that are like, that have money, you know, like celebrities or people that got it from some freak chance, or, you know, people that were born into it. I just think it's very, like, interesting because it's a different lifestyle. Like, people live completely differently, you know, when they have money. Like, I just wonder, like, and then you see these people that, like, you know, some of them are upset and they're sad, and you think, like, you know, if I had all this money, I wouldn't be sad. Like, why are they upset? And it's just, like, it's crazy. Like, I would love to know what a lifestyle like that is. Like, would I feel sad? Would I be happy? Would I, I don't know. Like, would I, it's just weird because, like, I've never even had money growing up. Like, my dad did a little bit, you know, and I was well off, but I was never rich, you know, so it's just crazy to think about. But, like, I don't know, but, so, with the money thing, I think, like, I don't know, it's just crazy how, like, you know, this one piece of paper can dictate your life. It can make you happy, it can make you sad, it can, you know, make other people around you happy or sad, and it can destroy relationships, and it can, you know, begin friendships, weirdly as it sounds. But it's so weird how this one little green piece of paper can make the money, or make the world go round, right? So, and, you know, that's crazy. But then I think, too, and I've thought about this, and I know it's going to sound weird, but, like, you ever think, like, money, like, okay, like, the concept of money obviously makes the world go round, right? And it does. But really, if you think about it, it's not money that makes the world go round. Because if that was the case, we would just have piles of money and roll around in it and be happy and not ever do anything with it. But what really is the senses of it is materials. Is we want money so we can buy things, so we can buy services, so we can buy, you know, cars or houses or a new wardrobe or, you know, whatever it is that we want. And, like, you know, there's nothing wrong with that necessarily, and I am guilty of it too, where I just want to spend. Like, I will get my money and I want to spend, and then when I spend and it's gone, I want more and I want more and I want more, and I feel like that sometimes I'm never satisfied. Even I feel like I could, you know, throw down $2,000 on clothes, and I tell myself now if I had that money and I could do that, I would be satisfied. But I feel like even then I wouldn't. I feel like there's always something that I'm gonna want, which is all of us. It's human nature, right? It's just weird to think about that. And it's like, it's stuff. It's because we're such a materialistic society to where, like, you know, we show off our stuff, and we have name brand stuff, and, you know, stuff with this logo means that you're cool or that you got money, or, you know, it's better quality just because it's got that name on it. But it's so weird because it's like, I try not to do that, and I've been trying to not do that, you know, like, because I get so excited during payday, And I, like, because I have two jobs, and I have a job that gets paid on the opposite week of each other, which is nice, because it's like I get paid every week, you know, and then my boyfriend gets paid, so it's like we both, you know, get paid every week, it seems. But it's like, I feel like sometimes I will have my money, and I'll buy the things that I want and the things that I need and pay my bills, and I'm well off, you know. I don't really have much running around money after that, but I do have what I need and some things that I want, but then I'll catch myself waiting for the next week. And it's like I kind of get in the cycle where I kind of wish my weeks away when I do that. And it's like, it's kind of sad because it's like, you know, you don't want to do that. You don't want the money and the stuff to drive you, but it kind of does. And I'm just, I don't know, I'm kind of going on a rant, which is fine, that's what these are for, but I'm just saying, like, I don't know, it's just something to think about, it's just something to kind of, like, change, you know, like, find things that, like, yeah, money's nice, and it's good to have it, but, like, you don't necessarily, I mean, obviously you need it, but, like, it doesn't have to be, like, the sole purpose of making you happy, which I feel like sometimes is, and it's not good, you know, because then I feel like there's something wrong, and I'm not valuing the things that I do have, and that is, you know, basically the point of this, you know, talking about this, because it's like, yeah, I do get that way, and I feel like all of us do at one point, you know, we get into that rhythm, and, you know, what would happen if I was this rich, famous celebrity, or just this rich person in general, like, you know, and I even think, like, if I had, like, millions of dollars, what would I do with it, you know, like, because I'm so used to not having money, and then it's like, all of a sudden, you have money, like, and I know some people are like, well, I know, I could, you know, I would always find something to do with it, and it's like, well, yeah, but I don't know, it's just weird. I'm just wanting to better myself and not think about money all the time, you know, like, when I get paid, I want it to be like, okay, that's great, let's get what we need, let's get, you know, a little what we want, and then, you know, when we're out of money, let's not be upset, let's not, you know, wait for the next week, or let's not, you know, wish this week away for more money, like, let's just be happy with what it is, and, you know, let's enjoy our week, and let's not get frustrated about the things that we really can't change, you know, like, let's not do that, because then you do that, and then your life's not enjoyable, because you're always thinking about that, and it's, you know, it sucks, and then, and I notice it's hurt relationships and people around me when I do that, because I get stressed out, and I think about, you know, money, and I think about, you know, all the other things, and just like my boyfriend says, like, one candy bar at a time, you know, like, get your, you know, just calm down for a little bit, accept what it is, accept, you know, this is what you chose to spend your money on, this is what you had to spend your money on, and that's what it is. And I don't know, it's just a thought, it's just, you know, if you take anything from this, just, you know, I would take to just, you know, do like try to just not let it be the sole purpose of your happiness, pretty much, you know, find happiness in the little things, your family, your friendships, the things that you do have, you know, like, don't always want more, 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 just be happy, and, you know, work hard, and, you know, like, I'm not saying be poor forever, because I definitely do not want to be poor forever, and, you know, I do want things, and of course, you know, that, but it just doesn't need to be the sole purpose of your motivation, you know, because you want stuff, because you want whatever for, you know, the reason why you want it, doesn't matter, but I'm just saying, like, I don't know, it's just something to think about, like, I don't know, I'm kind of rambling now, but that's just something for us all to take away, I think, but yeah, I'm done rambling. I said what I had to say, and I hope that you guys took away something from this, some inspiration, some thought. Yeah, thank you for tuning in and listening.